So today is August 5th, 2005. We're having the second of our master meetings to go over the content of the Kodiak Aleutic Conversational Phrase Book. Present at this meeting are, could everyone introduce themselves, starting with Nick?
Nicole Oakley.
Susan Malutin.
April Lactonin Counselor.
Can I get Hui?
Terry Otto Schneider.
Phyllis Vasilito Peterson.
Teresa Kumachia Carlson.
Thank you, Kuyana. Well, on the other day when we met, we got up to page 10 at fishing. And just for those who weren't here, what we're doing is in order to ensure that we have both of the northern and southern dialects represented, as well as catching any mistakes I may have made in the phrase book when I was writing down the Aleutic, we're just going through each phrase in each section with the presence of elders so that we can be sure to have good linguistic integrity to this project. All right, does anyone have any questions about what we're doing before we continue? Okay. So on fishing, in my introduction part, I'm gonna talk about how we depend so much on salmon and also how the Aleutic language has been traditionally used. Like when people were talking on the VHF and they'd talk in Aleutic to kind of prevent outsiders from knowing where the good fishing spots were and stuff like that. And so I just wanted to kind of show not only the history of our use of salmon and other kinds of fish, but also talk about how the language can still be used, you know, and have a good use in the modern day, because if people were to start doing that again, it might actually be kind of cool. So, starting with the first sentence, Unwaku ika shuch shuch chikwa. I'm going to go fishing tomorrow.
Yeah,
page 10. What does that mean, Phyllis? Unwaku ika shuch shuch chikwa.
Tomorrow I'm going fishing.
Okay. Azichtok. The next one is ika shuch shuch lida. What does that mean, Nick?
So I'll go fishing.
Good. Two for two. The next one is Ika Shuch Shuch Luta. That one sounds almost the same, but it means we all did fish.
All of us.
Ika Shuch Shuch Luta.
We all went
fishing. We
all went fishing.
Okay.
And that's another thing we're trying to do, is to get the English translation as close as possible to the literal. The next one is akkalahtuk. You could either use that for a jumper or for someone, he or she fell into the water.
Mm-hmm. No, it's akkalah.
Akkalah? Akkalahe. And I've heard akkalahe as well.
This is jumping, or some person fell over for akkalahtuk.
Okay, so I might split that into akalachduk, he, she, or it fell into the water, and then akalache, jumper.
Mm-hmm. A.K.A. L-A-R-A-I.
Mm-hmm. It jumped. Okay, the next one is Nachachtut Kuchia Sigmen.
You get stuck in a net.
Okay, and I think there should be a G between the.
Sigmen.
Yeah, before the M in the last word. Kuchia Sigmen.
Sigmen.
Yeah.
What is that? Break down to.
Nachachtut is they are stuck. Kuchia Sigmen is to the net.
Mine, I know it's two.
Yeah.
Should be fit, Carmen.
What's that?
de partout zeet komen.
Zeet komen.
Het is ook get stuck in het veend.
Oh.
Je get stuck in het gilnet.
So is there a different word for gilnet?
Zeetka.
Zeetka?
As we call it kuchuyak.
You say kuchuyak?
Kuchuyak.
Okay. Kuchuyak. So we might have a dialectical thing. So how do you say it again?
Zeetka.
Zeetka.
What's that mean to you?
Scarf. Zeetka, yeah.
Okay. Well, I will put a star by that one to check with some Afognik speakers to develop a sentence for that one. So you'd say Nechach dut seit kamen? Seit kamen. Okay.
Nechach dut seit kamen.
Nechach dut kuchiumen. And then for the southern dialect, you'd say kuchia sigmen for either a gill net or a regular net. Okay. That's good to know. Chai. And we have been joined by Alicia Dwaybeck. Oops. Alicia, would you like to...
kind of tiring over there.
We're actually right at the top of page 11
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're always hyper right now.
Huh?
You're always hyper right now.
I don't know about that.
But I don't get scared. I couldn't get scared.
Last one, yeah.
Okay, our next sentence is Ika Luchtunidok. Ika Luchtunidok.
Smell like fish.
Think like fish. Smell like
fish. And then the next one is kind of is kind of a funny one. Ika Lut Akichtunidut. Fish smell like money. Okay. The next one is Amlechtut icha luchwat kuchia sigmi. There's a lot of jellyfish in the net.
Mm-hmm.
And then that shouldn't be capitalized there. I'm also checking for, I have a tendency to capitalize words in the middle of sentences. I don't know why. Okay, the next one is, I'm not supposed to say what it means. Kayu Lugunuk Kisin Pitliana.
On a cotton bullhead.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and that actually, if it was only one, it should be Kayu Lugumuk, right? Okay, so I'm going to change it to muk instead of nuk.
He would leak out a bullhead, yeah.
So replace the K with a G and the N with an M. Kayu Lugumuk Kisin Pitliana.
Pitliana.
If you caught a bunch of bullheads, it would be Kayu Luchnuk Kisin. Okay. The next one is Iksan Ipchaduk.
Ipchaduk.
Ipchaduk. Okay, I'll be sure to get both here. Okay, so
is there another syllable?
Yeah.
It's dull. It's not
sharp. It's dull. Okay. So you say Ipriaidok?
Or Ibnidok.
Ibnidok. And then, Nick, how do you say it? It's dull?
Yeah, it's dull.
Ipriaidok.
Ipriaidok. Okay. So it would be IPEG I apostrophe A T U Q.
Instead of AI?
Yeah, I apostrophe A. Ipchiadok. Right? Ipchiadok?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Should have picked an easier word. Okay.
Ipchiadok.
Ipchiadok. And then Ipchiadok. Okay. So I'll be sure to get both.
Sharp.
next one is Ayahtuk Angwamuk.
Angwamuk. Ayahtuk.
Angwamuk.
Ayahtuk Angwamuk.
Mm.
So he's using the oar to pull along, to push along. Okay. The next one is Parahudak Mamilhtuk.
What?
Parahudak Mamilhtuk. You look so full of energy. Wow,
you're moving better.
You're happy over there.
It's
good to be walking fast.
And smiling.
Oh my goodness.
Aw, bless your heart.
What?
Parahudak Mamilhtuk.
This one here?
Yeah, Parahudak is this word here. And then it's rocking Mamil. Or would you say
I know.
You can pretend to read it if you didn't bring your glasses, and you can bring it home with you as well.
Okay.
The boat is making a landing.
And then.
Like after the L, like a WA.
Okay. As we call it, Mamilhtuk.
Oh, different dialect.
Well, they cut out some letters.
What did you say your name is?
Compared to
Mamilhtuk. Mungilwachtuk. That still don't sound right.
Mungilwachtuk.
Mam, gestern?
Mungilwachtuk.
Konguda, Mamilwachtuk. Ikumi gestern. Mungilwachtuk.
Mungilwachtuk.
I know there's a word for it.
Sometimes
the word for Dennis? What's the word for that?
So there is
I know there's a word for it, but it can't be
a boat.
The boat is making a landing on the dock.
Chuluchtuk.
Yeah, that's going ashore.
To shore, huh?
Yeah.
At a dock,
yeah.
To the dock. Tying up to the dock.
You guys don't say Mamilhtuk.
Mingilwachtuk.
Mingilwachtuk.
Dennis is Mingilwachtuk.
Mingilwachtuk. Yeah, that's right.
Me and Nick called it from the south Mamilhtuk.
Mingilwachtuk.
Mungilwachtuk.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Mungilwachtuk.
My God, there's a lot of difference.
Huh? All the difference, eh? Mungilwachtuk.
How do you spell that?
MENGLU'ARTUQ.
Mungilwachtuk.
Mungilwachtuk. Very good. The next one is Durak Chuluxhu Kutmen. Beach the dory on the beach.
Yeah.
That's Chuluxhtuk.
Okay. So Chuluxhu is when you're telling somebody to do it.
Chuluxhu. Good.
The who part is do it.
To beach
do it.
Like a command.
Yeah.
Direction.
Like see you. Pick it down.
Chuluxhu.
If you're telling them
Chuluxhu.
Okay, the next one is Durak Adukhta. And that's very common actually between north and south, where the south won't pronounce the E and the north will. So north they say Adukhta and south Adukhta.
They love to skip. Keep up, keep up, mangehu.
Imangehu. Oh. Skihwak imangehu.
Imangehu.
Imangehu. Okay. Dennis Skihwak. Is reading ahead.
Skifak.
That's good. That means you're reading.
I read the whole thing.
Good. That's exactly what it's for. My boat is slow. Just like my boat. It's my real boat. It's a rowboat. Okay. The next one is a kind of a two-sentence one. Ahyuhtwa parahudakun. Wait, no. Parahudakun. Parahudangyanktok. I want to go in his boat. He has a nice boat. And it's that dakun that makes it, I want to go in his boat instead of just in a boat.
What number is that?
It's right after my boat is slow.
I want to go.
Ahyuhtwa parahu dakun parahu dangyank dok.
It's on another page, Nick. It's on page 11. Two more this way.
Oh, I'm
feel laughing.
All right.
So the nyak part is nice, and then kduk is he has. Okay. The next one is skihwak pihang yachduk. Pihang yachduk. It's nice and fast. And I forgot the I in nice. And that's another use of the nyach suffix.
Skifak, is that how we say it? Skifak?
Skifak?
Yes.
Yeah,
you guys say skifak?
But okay. This is the other way, skifak.
Yeah, they're Dory and skifak.
Skifak, yeah.
Okay.
But this
I'll
is
be sure to put that in
I I G.
Skifak.
So you say skifak.
Skif.
Okay. Skifak.
Skifak. Spell that.
Skiifaq.
The mountains.
Okay, the next one is skihwak or skifak iraf gumen nemukshu.
You pronounce the R in that one?
Oops. Num.
Skifak.
Did you say?
Yeah, tied up on the rope. Irafkumen.
So that's an R, not a.
Why is
that? Oh. That should be a Russian R.
Okay.
I I've just seen this so many times.
Hard to edit your own stuff.
To the rope tied up. If you're tying it with the rope.
Yeah.
But I guess you're tying it with a rope to a rope, so I guess it could go either way.
Line.
Yeah.
On the,
so you're
on
like
the English translation, you should put line, by the way, instead of rope.
Mm-hmm. Tie up the skiff on the line?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I agree.
Okay. That makes it a little bit
fishermen
more.
Get mad about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, the next one, too. Line instead of rope.
Okay. And we do have more than one way to pronounce line. We have irafkuk and irafkuk.
Irafkuk. You got it.
Do you say
Irafkuk
or
Irafkuk? Irafkuk. Irafkuk. Oh, certain way to call it. We follow our dance.
You know how they sound.
Nick and Phyllis, how do you guys say a line or a rope?
Irafkuk.
Irafkuk.
But we say it Irafkuk.
We're rough.
Okay.
And what do you have?
Irak
with a G or a?
Irak.
So he does say the G. Okay.
And you got that R again there.
Okay. So it looks like we don't have any irafkok. We have to put the W there. Okay. The next.
So what is the correct?
So for a Fognak pronunciation is wirafkok, W-I, Russian R, A-F, K-U-Q. And then the Akyark pronunciation is irafkok, with a G instead of an F. Anchor up, kichahu. Kichahu, nice and simple.
You forgot the rope is tangled.
Yes, we were
the
just
line
working.
Is tangled.
Wasn't it?
Yeah. Wirafkuk, ilachtuk. Ilachtuk, tangled.
Tangle, yeah.
Okay.
Ilachkuduk.
You say ilachkuduk for tangled?
So that would be another
ilachkuduk.
R.
Okay.
Nick, could you say ilachkuduk as well?
Yeah.
You say either? Okay, I'll just go with the one that everyone can say. Okay. So then we did kichahu. And then the next one is amakayat amlechtut maschilum chatini.
Capital M.
And Maschiluk is
Port
Hovren. So Maschilum Chatini.
Lachtut Maschilum Chatini. Chatini or Inuani.
Chatini, I think. Chatini would be in front.
In front of it?
Either way.
So is Latini a wrong way to say
Latini,
it?
Yeah.
Latini,
yeah. It's got the same meaning. Latini or Cattini.
Cattini, Latini, they're saying.
Okay. So this would be an example of something you can say over the VHF and nobody else will.
Cattini,
Latini.
Would there be lots of humpies out at Port Holbrun?
Sometimes. Dogs most.
Good old Aleutic humor.
Now you're learning Aleutic when you can start to make jokes. Okay, moving on. We've got Amlachtut Mani Sakit. There's a lot of halibut here. Amuteidut mani. What does that mean?
No cotton.
Uluchanachtok ukmichnak.
Ukumichnak.
Ukumichnak. Oh, okay.
Dangerous to go fair wind.
Ukumich. Okay.
So UQU.
Ukumich, the wood.
Ukumich, no. And is that a proper sentence? I had a lot of notes on that one, so I wasn't sure.
Or either Ukumich Chluni.
Ukumich Chluni? Okay. Uluchanachtuk Ukumich Chluni?
Ukumich
Chluni?
Ukumich Chluni.
Ukumich Chluni.
So UQUMIGT CUNY. Uluchanachtok ukumich CUNY. It's almost a silent T there.
Ukumichnuk.
Ukumichnuk. So
yeah, that's
that
another way you can say it too.
Okay. Well, then I guess I'll just flip a coin on that.
And that is, it's dangerous when you go with the waves.
Yeah. Or it could also be with the tide.
Or Pacific Wind, it's
growing
that
wind.
It's dangerous to go fair wind.
Go fair wind.
Fair swell or fair wind.
Like, no. Along with it.
Going with it, yeah.
Okay. So go with the waves or the wind.
You gotta watch your waves, which way they're heading.
And then this one is the opposite. Ashucht gudach dugut. Ashua gudach And that's, it's going to make us go with the waves, or we're going to go with the waves, or against the waves. We're going to buck the waves. Okay. I think that is actually, I was trying to come up with a simpler one than it's going to make us. So let's just go with, we're going to go against the waves. And you say,
Then it's called Ashkwakudakhtubut. As we call it, Ashkwakudakhtubut.
Okay.
Again, or come back?
Yeah, if we don't get it all done today, which is possible, we might meet again early next week. Like on Monday or Tuesday.
Going to be home this afternoon? Me? And run. At some point. Okay, our next page is page 12. And we have it's deep, it's duk.
Iluduk. In that, Iluduk. It's deep.
It is deep, Iluduk.
Iluduk.
Okay.
And then, do you say Iluduk as well?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Phyllis, do you say Iluduk?
Iluduk.
Okay. So, I don't know where I got that other one from then.
Not your dad one?
Iluduk?
Iluduk is a deep water.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So, we'll keep it and then also add Iluduk, which is I-L-U-T-U-U-Q.
Iluduk. Iluduk is shallow.
I-L-U?
In the Iluduk, we don't have one.
Okay.
But the Iduk, we do.
Why?
Iluduk is a big hole.
It's just hard in the dictionary. and then it's shallow here. Akiduk mani.
She does just the opposite.
Akiduk.
Iluduk. Iluduk.
Akiduk.
I don't know.
Akiduk.
Shallow.
Akiduk.
Shallow.
I never heard a shallow word before.
What do you use?
I don't know.
Just do not stop it shallow.
I don't remember.
Imach kidok. Not much water, that's all it means.
Imachido,
not much water.
Not much
water.
Same thing with shallow water. No matter.
So you could say imachido with a cup too, right?
Uh-huh.
Like
yeah.
If it's almost empty.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to hunting and gathering. And in this section, I'm going to talk about the importance of subsistence in our culture. Just a couple paragraphs of why it's important to us.
Will you have the words for like hunting and gathering in Iluditstun or?
There isn't really a word for hunt or gather. Like you could say
it's for specific.
Yes, for maybe, yeah. Or you could like, well, pisuk is hunt, right? Or is that just to get?
What is that?
Pisuk.
Pisukoloni is hunting.
Okay.
Pisuktuk is hunt. Pisuktuk.
So we could add one just that says he is hunting or something like that. We don't already.
Pishokolone is hunting.
Yeah, I'll add that. Pishokduk. He or she is hunting.
Yeah.
And then is there a word for gather? Or usually you would just say what you're going to go get, like driftwood or berries or whatever.
Gather.
Gather. It's getting together.
Like to gather, like as a group.
Gathering wood.
Collecting,
yeah.
Yeah, gathering is another, what you call it, together.
Mm. Oh, so you could use it for getting together as a group of people or gathering objects?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay.
Some people call it Kadohai Kudachtugut.
We're going to go gathering?
Another meaning for that would be a meeting. Meeting.
So that means we're going to go meet.
Meeting.
Okay, we don't want to meet, we want to go get stuff.
Gather.
Yeah. Well, for now, I might just leave it out, and then if I come across one, I'll put it in.
We all gather.
Okay. Put the phrase book under your pillow, and then come up with something. Okay, so we've got Kunduk, the tide is falling. Kunduk. And then
tide is out. Tide is falling.
Kensnok is it's all the way low.
Yeah.
Kensnok.
Tide is low.
Okay. How do you say the tide is high?
Tung yumok. Tung yumok is rising.
Tung
is coming up, yeah.
It's rising. And then, how do you say it's all the way up?
Tung yumok.
Tung yumok?
Mm-hmm. It's already high.
Okay. The tide is high.
And I'm moving on.
Okay. Kutmen ach gudach du gut. We are going to the beach.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to the beach right now. Kutmen ach gut. Like we're on our way to the beach.
Mm-hmm.
Get me some clams. Mamaya suchna. Get me some clams.
Yeah.
Sea urchins taste good. Udut piduchnif dachdut. Let's all make bedarki soup. Uchidanak soup balit good.
I piduchnif dachdut. I haven't had some in a long time.
Kama good. Pesach nicht dachtut. Does that make sense for cockles are good raw?
Remember we talked about this yesterday, Dennis? We were talking about this yesterday.
That's tuchtet.
Yeah.
That's what we call
for raw?
No, we call
cockles.
Tuchtet. It's different.
Sophie, do they say tochtat for cockles, or do you say kamakut?
I've never heard.
I don't think they had them in Kerlik.
I've never heard of that.
Okay.
See, they were in the sandbars.
Mm-hmm. And we didn't have any sandbars in Kerlik.
Okay. Alach nach such lida.
Lida.
Uchyudnuk pikachtsna or uchyudanuk uchsudanuk. Which one do we want to go with? Yeah. How do you say Puchki? Uchyun or Uchsun?
I don't know.
Uchsudet.
Uchsudet.
As we call them Uchyudet.
Uchyudet? Oh, we call them Uchsudet.
How do you spell that?
UGSUUTANEK. Uchsudet.
Uchsudet.
Okay. But then if you're going to tell them to get some for you, Uchsudet. Pikachtsna.
Or either Iwaishna. Uchsudet. Iwaish. We used to eat them and then we'd get burned.
Oh, certain way to
So it's not, it's Uchsudanak, not this other one.
Well, this other one is for Southern. I just dropped the, I left out the A between the T and the N. There should be an A right there between the T and the N. For the South. And then for the North, you have that right. Okay. And then what's the difference between Pikachtsna and Iwaisna?
Pikachtsna is bring me some. Iwaisna is get me some.
Oh, okay. So if I said Pikachtsna, I should say bring me some.
Uh-huh, bring me some.
Okay. I am going to get yarrow for tea. Kanganang wach suh chipkwa chayoh kamuk. That's a nice long one.
Kanganang wach chia, that's those white.
Yeah, the ones with the white flowers.
Uh-huh.
There's supposed to be a big bird.
Lots of stuff.
For,
stand up.
Roger's mom.
Yep.
To use those. As a matter of fact, they pulled them out of her ears when she finally went to the doctor's earache, and then on her leg that kept her from getting poisoned, they pulled them out of her leg. She had a big sore. The doctor said that was the only thing that kept her from getting poisoned.
Really?
But they were embedded in there. She wrapped them. She never took them off. She just kept adding. I believe that.
Healed you right away.
Nuna kulida.
Kita. Real. Tamam dek dek.
Ingim kengan.
Mayo dek.
We mayo ni ne to car.
Oh, well.
So I'm not gonna climb. I'm gonna go on the car.
You're cheating.
Chris, kuma kama kwaje na kagnayak. I told her I was walking, it'd take me all day to get up to the town.
Kang hanan siyekom taka hilo
dami. Okay, the next one is Chuawat Piuchtut Awai. Piuchtut.
Ripe.
The blueberries are ripe.
Awai is
already.
Is, yeah, ready or now or.
No, they get bugs in
the yeah.
Did you read that
no
article?
No, one in there, not in the tree.
Did you read the article on picking blueberries early? What kind of worms they have in them?
Yeah,
it's
an
egg.
You gotta wait for the first frost.
Well, if you read that article, it'll make you wait until after the first frost, because that's an egg in there, in that little blueberry. This gal did it and soaked them in salt
you
salt
could
water.
Soak them in water
yes.
And
salt water,
too.
Yeah.
So
those
gross.
Eggs come out. But otherwise, you're eating them.
Mm-hmm. Protein.
That's what I think, too. It's just like it's protein. You really don't taste it.
Exactly.
They have little eggs in the blueberries.
Oh.
If you're picking them too early. Our people have done it for ages and we're still here, so.
It's a little worm. It's a worm's egg.
We're still alive.
Yeah.
We used to crazy for a man pick them.
This meeting is too
And my
lively.
Daddy showed it to me after he soaked them. I'm still eating them. Nothing wrong with them.
Okay, let's
I
go
think they're
to the
squished
next
by the time
sentence.
You get down anyways.
We have Manich Suchlinuk. Manich Suchlinuk. Let's two go gather eggs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Ikayuchna Kapkananak.
Kapkananak.
Kapkananak is trap.
Oh, me said spring trap.
Okay.
Trap. Set instead of with.
And you used to go trap.
Well, Ikayuchna is just help, right?
Mm-hmm.
Help.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But it kind of implies to help me set it. Okay. And I have Chochtaka Kapkananak Ashak Kochiak Pichikaka. Pichikaka?
Pichikwa.
Pichikwa?
Maybe I'll catch a fox. Ashak Kochiak
Pichikwa.
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 And then I'm going to set a deadfall trap. Nanuch yali chikwa and nanchali chikwa.
Nanchali chikwa.
Nanchali
chikwa.
Trap the weasel.
Yali. So nanchali.
Are you in a lang washkin?
Okay. Everything's fine.
We I was ready to go out at my door now. Then I got a long from the back door. Then I met my wife there.
She needed wood, so I was bringing her wood.
Okay, sorry about the interruption.
It's okay. How about Ijuinuk Nayuchtok?
He's looking for seals.
Okay.
Watching the seals. He's going to watch seals.
Mm-hmm.
Huangunuk Nayuchduguk Sakulanak.
Ah.
I used to love that.
I Sakulan Yachat. I just tasted mashed potatoes.
October Mayhawk. We just make ourselves hungry.
We already had lunch. Okay, our next one is Tamachamang Winach Suchlit Akwak. They all went sea lion hunting yesterday. Dunduch Suchlida. Let's all go deer hunting. Dunduch Suchduk. He is deer hunting. He or she. I'm going to bum for some seal. Ijuimuk Sula Chikwa. Or is it Sulai Chikwa?
Sulayachikwa or Sulai Chikwa, no matter.
Sulai Chikwa, Sulayach
Chikwa.
Okay, so there's a couple different ways. What's the difference between Sulai Chikwa and Sulayach Chikwa?
Sulai Chikwa, this is going to bomb me.
Sulai
Chikwa.
Same meaning.
Same.
And the other one is?
You're going to go bum.
Bumby.
So Sulai Chikwa is bum.
Sulai.
And then Sulayach Chikwa is kind of more ask. Okay.
You're going to go.
Okay. I'm going to stick with the bum.
Sulai Chikwa.
There's either Sulai Chikwa or Sulai Chikwa.
Sulai
Chikwa. You're
going to keep the Sulai AI. Yeah, Sulai
Chikwa. Although sometimes it sounds like they say Sulai Chikwa.
Sulai Chikwa. Sulai Chikwa.
Sulai
Chikwa.
Same thing.
If you say it either way, they'll understand.
Yeah.
Okay.
They'll understand you.
Mamama akwakinga sulachyachtkinga.
Chakaymak.
Sulachyachtkinga.
Sulachyachtkinga.
Sulachyachtkinga. So you place their R with the I. Mamama akwakinga.
So the word the seal isn't even in that, but is it?
Oh, hold on a second. Yeah, this just says my mom sent me to bum, didn't she? Mm-hmm. So we should add izhuimuk.
Mm-hmm.
Where would you put that?
Or maybe we should add weenamuk instead.
Weenamuk leibamuk anything.
What animal haven't we used yet? How about
weenamuk is a sea lion.
Izhuimuk is seal, isn't it?
And seal is a seal. Izhuimuk is a seal and a
sea lion is weena.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I've used seal and wee lion.
Sea otter.
Sea otter. Except I don't know if you'd bum for sea otter because we don't really eat sea otter. Weena. Okay, I'll do
weenamuk.
Weenamuk.
Uh-huh.
Would you say weenamuk or weenanuk?
Weenamuk.
Weenamuk? Because they probably only got one sea lion.
Yeah.
Okay. So for some sea lion. See, that's why it's good to have the apprentices here, too. They see where you miss the obvious English word. Okay.
So is that at the end of the sentence or somewhere in the middle?
Let's see. How does this sound? Mamama ach kwachkinga sulayachtkinga weenamuk. Is that in the correct order?
Ach kwachkinga
sulayachtkinga.
Sulayachtkinga
weenamuk.
Yeah,
just add it to
the Sulayat Sula Weenamuk.
Yeah,
Sulayat Sula
Weenamuk. So, what's the difference between Sulayat Kinga and Sulayat
Sula? Sulayat Kinga is she made me go and
bum. Or something
Sulayat Kinga. Sulayat. Sulayach tkinga.
Pink.
And what was the
good.
Other one?
Sulayach tlua.
Sulayach tlua. I am bumming.
Okay.
I am bumming.
Uh-huh.
The way it is.
Yeah, I'm going to leave it because it's. Yeah. I'm trying to show that they're trying to, you know, the kid feels embarrassed and they, you know.
I am bumming Sulayach.
My mom made me come. Was it me?
If they have some, they'll give you some.
Yeah, yeah.
If they don't, I'm sorry.
They could at least spare a flipper.
I just had him a couple days ago.
Yeah.
Humped fist.
It's a game book.
It's a game book. It's a game book. It's a game book.
We're in Nova.
No.
Okay, I'm gonna go on to animals and plants. Kochiak kumuduak chikaka.
I'm gonna have to fart for pit.
Kochiak
kumuduak hat, coat, or slippers. Mittens.
No, I can tell. You're not gonna change.
Well, then we'd have to move it into the hunting and gathering section. The animal and plant section is just about observation and interaction. Okay. Takukak aphugun kwingduk. Takukak aphugun kwingkyaf. Amitatut katritatut uksumi. They always get white in the winter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Weenak amshuchtok or weenak amshuchtok?
Amshuch.
You say amshuch?
Okay.
I think a fognak says amshuchtok and a southern says amshuchtok. We're on page 13. Okay.
How do you say it?
You said amchochtok? Okay. So
Phyllis says amchochtok.
Amchochtok. Okay. So we do have at least one person that says each way.
Yeah.
Okay. Weenak suachtok Ijuek qui machto. Manquilunk kinga. Or kamarak kuchmach kinga.
Kamarak
is the northern way of saying mosquito. Okay. Pingayun ijuit qui machtut kangiyakmi. Okay. Nuna chungayu duchtok.
Starting to get green.
Wuhut taksiyut. Ikoitit niskuki wamkutaten. So what I'm trying to say is, when you hear the ikuiti, you can play.
Wamkuda.
Wamkuda.
We'll play dogs outside.
Okay, so just two A's at the end and eliminate the ten. So ikuiti, nishkuki, wamkuda. Like here.
Golden crown sparrows are you going
to? Wamkudach. That's you will play.
How do you call it?
Since they do it, you know.
Since it whistled, or since it was singing?
Yeah.
Okay. And how would you say you can play? Like you're giving them permission. Like the kids are going outside and they're like, oh, can we play with our dolls or whatever? And then you say, when you hear that bird, then you can play.
Haven't heard them. You must throw rocks at them, and you was fall.
I haven't heard them lately.
Oh, but you should Google.
That's what I was thinking.
You hear it.
Yeah, kid, we call them at home.
What do you call them?
Tayayakit.
Tayayakit?
Yeah, that's the way I call them.
Tayayakit. Up here, they call them Ikuitit.
And then I also heard apawangit. Is that the same bird?
What is it?
Apawangit.
I've never heard that.
What kind
of
bird is
that? That's what I heard they say in Old Harbor. Apawangit.
I've never heard of
that. Well, that one obviously we'll need to come back to. Okay. How about una napak kanachtok? This spruce, actually I should probably say this, huh? This spruce tree is tall, because you're saying una.
Takuk.
Kanachtok.
It's tall.
Okay.
Long is kanachtok. Takuk.
So long is takuk and tall is kanachtok. Okay.
To me, to us.
Which way was it again?
Tall is kanachtok.
Kanachtok is tall or long?
Long is doing.
Kanachtok?
Kanachtok is tall.
Kui
kanachtuanga.
Kanachtuk.
April kanachtuk.
Kui kanachtuanga.
Kanachtuanga.
And how do you say long?
Kanachtuk. The long one, takuk.
Takuk.
April the cook.
I'm long.
Quick enough, get to a. Up short. Nanny to a. Oh, shouldn't wait to come. So daddy
okay.
Make you mad if you don't understand it, you understand it.
Unaniski
Ukayanat.
I have Ukayanat Unanskiki.
Unaniskiki.
You say Unaniskiki?
Yeah.
Unaniskiki. So there's just an extra I there. And Nick, would you say Unanshkiki?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
A shorter way.
Vasilisa, Unanshkiki?
Okay.
Okay. So that's just like a more shortened version. Mm-hmm. It's not really a... Okay. It's like Pingakakin versus Pingakankin kind of thing. Okay. He, she, or it is eating puchki. Uchyudit pidoche or uchsudit pidoche.
Uchyudit.
Oh, that's called
cow parsnip? I didn't know that.
Uchyudit. We call it uchsudit.
See, we're changing. They went over there. Same word.
But then you, Nick and Phyllis, you'd normally not say uchyudit pidoche. You'd say uchyudit. Okay. So you guys prefer the one word. Okay. And then there's a lot of blueberries around here. Chwawat amlechtut mani. I feel like I have a lot of sentences like that. There's a lot of salmon, or there's a lot of halibut around here. But I don't know how else to...
There's a little bit.
Yeah, maybe there's a few. How do you say there's a few blueberries around here?
Iktut. To us, to me.
Iktut.
I don't know how Dennis...
What is that again?
Iktut.
Not just a few.
Amlendut.
We'd say amlendut.
Amlendut.
Yeah.
Kumbudagani
ikdut. I've heard both of them in
amlendut.
Okay.
So, chwawat amlendut mani. There are not many blueberries around here. Okay. That's at least a little different.
Amlendut.
Okay. Well, we're already getting close to being done with an hour. Maybe we can get down. You guys want to go to halfway through the page before we quit, since we're having so much fun?
If you're going to die, don't.
Okay. How about Chishkat Pamani Chuchunachtut?
A dark word.
A wall of the flowers soon.
Next is Aguda Lilita Knuchtat Aduchluki.
Mm-hmm.
Let's make Aleutic ice cream with low bush cranberries. Now, what about the word agudak?
We call
it
shishuk.
Shishuk? Should we say shishuk?
Agudak, I think, is what they make with Crisco.
Mm-hmm. Crisco
and
blackberries.
And blackberries. And we make the shishuk with fermented fish eggs.
Mm-hmm.
That's
so would
shishuk.
Would you have berries in it too?
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Should we say shishuk? Shishukalilita? How do you say it? Let's make shishuk.
Shishulilita.
Shishulilita.
Mixed it with potatoes.
It's good. You people have to try it. Mm.
Okay, so we're going to change it to shishulilita. Because I've heard some elders say in the past, agudak is not originally our word. It's like
yeah,
up
north. Okay. Shishuk we call it.
So shishulilita knuchtat adokluki.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Sisuli leta amahayalehelo.
Amahsha. What, how do you call it?
Amahayat.
Amahayat. We call it amahsha.
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 High bush cranberry.
Yeah, I had lots of them behind my house.
They call them amahayat.
Amahayat.
Maybe we should include that then, because it's something to note. How about I like high bush cranberries? I always like.
Those are sour berries, right?
Yeah, those are sour berries.
Yeah.
Or
you're
steak
odd.
Here.
You're odd if you like them, right?
No. Yeah, they're really good.
Really?
Yeah.
You got to learn how to eat them. You're a camper.
Those are good.
Or
make the syrup and the jelly.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
It's
But it's good for.
And I like making sourberry sauce. You know, you
when you have
strain them and make to make it thickened up.
Crunch starch.
Yeah.
I make mine with I just boil them and then add sugar and then. Use cornstarch to thicken it and have some with fried fish.
Oh,
boy.
That really
sounds really good.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Do you pour canned milk on the top?
And we call that
Kayushak.
Kayushak. You could make the same thing with the blackberries.
Or blueberries.
Or cranberries, blueberries.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, Kayushak.
That sounds good.
It's good
my kids always call it pudding.
Yeah. Good drink.
Delicious with fish.
So would you say pingak daka amachet?
Mm-hmm.
Or pingak daka amachet?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Una sweet kak tepktok.
Tepktok.
And then some say tepktok. What's that?
It smells.
Smells.
Piwamuk the plechtok. Smells strong. Piwan the plechtok.
Piwak.
You can't hide it away, no matter you're tying it.
Every time
it smells.
Where this dog smells when it starts kicking.
You gotta open all their windows.
Okay, let's breeze through some of these weather ones, no pun intended. Okay, first is Sla Suchtwa. I'm checking out the weather.
Sla Suchtwa. How then is called then?
How do you say I'm looking at or I'm checking out the weather?
Which one is that?
Is
it overcast?
I'm checking out the weather. Sla Suchtwa.
I think it sounds like it's about the same, you know.
How do you say I'm watching Alaska weather on the television?
Phyllis, was it Shachbet Etta? Is that how it was?
Kayu Shachbet Etta.
Kayu Shachbet Etta. How's the weather?
Kayu
Shachbet.
Oh, it might be a period. My cousin.
Etta.
JP.
How's the weather?
And then we had another one, which was, how's the weather if you're talking to somebody and they're in another
we're
state or something?
There.
There's another way to say that.
Okay. How about Talumok? It's overcast. Taliulachtok?
It's
occasionally raining.
See, that's a new one for me.
Okay, it might just be.
It is occasional rain.
It might just be Akyak or Southern.
Would you say, Dennis?
Kidupkluhtok.
Kidupkluhtok.
Is that my own word I made up?
I think we could understand you. I could.
Yeah?
Kind of raining.
It means the same thing? Kind of raining?
Okay. Oh, kilachtok, it should be a G instead of an R, I think. It's cloudy or lots of clouds. Kilachtok. It's thundering. Kashichtok.
Mm-hmm. Is that lightning or thundering? Phyllis was saying it was lightning.
Thundering both ways.
Either way.
Kashichtok. Thunder or lightning?
Because she had a different word for it.
Kashich is thundering.
Thunder, yeah.
Kashich is thunder. If anyone thinks of the word for lightning, give me a call, because I'd like to add it if I could. Majanlok. That one's easy. Majanlungwachtok. It's partly sunny. Majanlungnakok. It's trying to get sunny. Or Majanlungnakok.
Majanlungnakok.
Okay.
Majanlungnakok.
Or either Majanlungnakok.
Good to see you.
She'll be here all next week.
How are you?
We're working on the phrase book.
Good. What are
you
in town
for? Just visiting and
yeah,
I'm
going
this afternoon.
Coming back tomorrow for
the wedding. Mm. Hope it's better. Tamaya,
pa.
Tamaya. Tamaya,
grandma.
Tamaya,
pa.
How are you?
Master.
Okay. Now we've got Pinachtok. It's nice. Suchnachtok. It's messy. Ima Suchnachtok.
Couple of days it was.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it? Kayungok chali. It's stormy.
Again.
Aksangok. Aksedok. Aksangutana. It's windy for me. Kadayat wiyut pamani sinak aksaksuchtut. Mm-hmm. I've thrown a long one since I had so many short ones. Pachnachtok and Pachnai Kudacha.
Getting there.
She put all the diamonds on.
Okay. I don't want to jinx us
through.
Here.
Let's go through this.
You want to just finish the weather part?
It seems to be going fast.
Kaningok. Esma Kaningok. It's snowing a little. Anyuchduok. There's a lot of snow on the ground. Talachtok. It's a blizzard. Or how do you say it?
Talachtok.
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 Talachtok. It's hailing. Kochtamok. Kak 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 niskuhu kitting kudachtok. Kak kak kak. Now, can anyone describe this kak 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 for me so I can find out the English name?
The what?
The kak kak kak.
How do you call them in English?
What's it look like?
Loons? No.
Speckled bird.
black.
Where is it? Is it completely black?
Where is it?
They always be down.
They're usually in the swamps.
In the lakes.
Or, you know, when you hear them in the swamps or
bay
or rainy days. Or
are they little? Are they big?
Mm-hmm. I don't know what
like
they look like. I hear,
like,
used to hear
like
them all the time in a fog bank.
Little smaller.
People move
about rain, you know. My mom always say, now you shouldn't
move from here to there and here.
Not the oyster
catchers.
And that's when the Kodiak is infected with rain.
Because it doesn't rain as much on the other side, huh?
Would you eat them?
No,
we just
heard
them. We used to hear them.
I'll call Rich Mac.
Did you ever hear them?
I don't know. I don't know which bird it is.
I see them flying, but I never see them.
Are they the ones that are around wintertime even? You know? I always see some birds wintertime, and they're kind of about dark.
Yeah.
If it's going to get damp or something, it seems like they're always.
They didn't go down.
In the ocean or on land?
Up in the swamps or. We used to hear him in the fog neck up in the back of the swamp.
Okay, well, I will consult some bird people and see if we can figure it out.
I never did see him close. I see him fly up by.
So stay away from me.
Old people used to say,
Looking for rain?
Kitingok, it's raining. Kiting nulimta, it's raining as usual. Kitingutanga, it's raining on me. For foggy, either umningok or tumanak.
Kumon.
Okay.
Either one.
For there's a lunar eclipse, Ichaluk Tukuk, or for solar eclipse, Machak Tukuk.
Is that a literal dagger death?
Yeah, it means the sun died or the moon died.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also, I also need to add, Nick and Florence were saying you could also say Pechduk or something.
Pechduk.
Pechduk, like if the moon passed over the sun.
Uh-huh.
Pechduk.
Pechduk.
Yeah, Pechduk.
So how do you say Ichaluk Machak Tu Pechduk? How do you say
they? Pechuduk.
Pechuduk. Yeah, they're meeting.
So, Ichaluk Machak Tu Pechuduk?
That's what we call it, Toh. I don't know how up there, though.
Okay. So, the sun and the moon passed each other.
They're having ladies' joints.
The moon is on the way, he said.
Oh. The morning sky is red, it's going to blow northeast.
To me, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know up there, though.
Okay. And then the northern lights are out.
Is there a letter missing?
Sounds kind of like it.
Is it IA?
I would write, well, this one's hard. Q-I-U-G-I-Y-I. R-T-U-Q.
I think this sounds right.
Okay. Well, Koyana, everybody, for your hard work, it looks like you might do one more meeting early next week. How does Monday look for everyone?
Anytime is
Monday
fine with me.
Monday
is what?
Oh, Monday, isn't that the pilgrimage?
Yeah.
Sunday
we're going
okay.
down.
Okay.
Monday's still that dance workshop all
okay.
next week.
All right. That's right.
What about in our language club on Wednesday?
We could do it Wednesday. Mm. Even though some people might not be able to be here if they were at that.
Excuse at noon for 45 minutes.
Okay, so we'll do it at the regular Wednesday language club time, and we'll start with household terms.
Yeah, okay.
Wow. Kuyana, everybody, this I know there's a lot in here.
Anglia mlachtut.
Ashikut.
Litikut. Ah, Sophie.
Oh,